A little bit better.
Must internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my venereal infection. If I may retain my liquids here for one moment, I'd like to continue the redundance of my quote-unquote intestinal tract, see, because to preclude on the issue of world domination would only circumcise the revelation that it reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms which now perpetrates the Jericho's activation. So, by do not misinterpret the chauvinistic...
Give the United Negro Scholarship Fund, because of my...
So that was my PSA from the United Negro Scholarship Fund. Of course, that was a joke, but I dig that. Couldn't get away from it. Anyways, boys and girls, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B. Hanging in there for another hour. Not much banter going on, but that was Amanda, one of my favorite Boston songs of all time. Of course, before that, we had Soundgarden with the late Chris Cornell with Burden in My Hand. And Heart, never. I love Heart. Always love them. I think before that was Zeppelin, Over the Hills and Far Away. No, that was last segment. I apologize. But I can't get enough of Zeppelin, so get the let out. Anyways, you guys, stay tuned to my... Facebook page and the Giddy Up page, and of course my partner in crime, Chris Ridgway, because we will be coming up with a good announcement where you can get more Giddy Up for your buck. And it'll be a lot funnier, especially when he's here with me. You know, I hope I'm not boring anybody, but you know, I'm here to play music, and so. You know, sit back, relax. Let me take you to a time where music was real music. Yes, the classic rock and roll days. Absolutely. So anyways, I will, get into some more music. I'll come back with, give you a weekend. Well, no, I keep saying that because I'm used to being on Fridays. Yeah, I guess not. So I will come back with the week's weather. Tomorrow is going to be messy, just to give you a heads up. I'm sure you all have heard already. So with that being said, you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Boston. Be right back.
They're off to find the hero of
right, there you go, boys and girls. There was a double shot of Metallica. Metallica, as I like to refer to them as. Hero of the Day and Bleeding Me. I have to do those back-to-back all the time because Metallica is one of my favorite groups in the world. And I'm going to keep going with the music, but I had to announce the Metallica double shot. Anyways, this next one goes out to my baby blue, Dawn Chase, who is taking her lovely son, Jason Myers, to the doctor to have a boil lanced. I'll tell you right now, that is a great mother that would do that. Taking your son to have a boil lanced. Good luck, Jason. And that one goes out to my baby Blue Dawn. And good luck with that boil on your arse, Jason. This next one goes out to my niece, Rhiannon.
Well, you're not.
Yeah, that goes out to my niece, Rhiannon. That was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Before that was for my baby Blue with Badfinger. And, of course, the double shot of Metallica with Bleeding Me. Hero of the Day and Bleeding Me. And welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 4:23 in the afternoon on this 34 degrees now, huh? So the temperature went up. Que pasa? And we are... I'm going to give you a few day weather. How's that sound? So today is going to be mostly cloudy. It's going to be like I like to call it peekaboo sun, because it's cloudy, then the sun's out, then it's cloudy, then the sun's out. So I call it peekaboo sun. I know that might be a little effeminate for me, but that's what I call it. So that will last throughout the night. You know, mostly in the 30s. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, not so good news. It'll be highs of 34, which kind of, I guess, makes sense. Lows of 19. Light snow arrives between 11 and 1 p.m. Then changes to sleet and rain after 4. All snow along north of Route 2. Highs from 32 to 37.
It's not going to be it's just going to be a messy storm.
I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
So, kids, get the bread and milk because it is gonna snow tomorrow. I don't think that much. I think they were saying from 4 to 6, maybe. But the fact is, it's gonna turn to sleet, so it's gonna be messy. So be careful out there tomorrow, because it's gonna be probably during the drive home. The sleet will start, you know, and you know how that goes, especially in New England. Thursday, partly cloudy. It's going to be highs of 32, lows of 22, so not too bad. But, what we want to do is, clean up the mess. But, like I said, partly cloudy, so partly sunny as well. So, you know, take your pick. Friday, increasing clouds. Highs near 34. Now, that's a high of 34, a low of 13. Because you know what Friday is? Of course, it's the gateway to the weekend. But it's the gateway to another storm on Saturday. I don't want to call it storm. It's patchy light snow with flurries and tapers by about 10 a.m. So it's going to go like late Friday night into Saturday morning. So, the clouds are it's going to be cloudy all day, pretty much. The clouds are going to hang tough. You know, just like the new kids on the block. So, temps in the low 30s. And what the hell, I'll go right to Sunday, my fun day. It's going to be cloudy and mild with a few rain showers. So it's pretty much going to be a messy week until Sunday. So just be careful out there on the roads and stuff. But I don't think there'll be any substantial snow. So especially with the sleet coming in and the rain, it will probably wash away. Itself. So, that's your Pauly B weather forecast for the 6th day of February in 2018. And I hope I did that justice, and I hope it was informative to you. I'm not that you can't just turn on another station or watch your TV tonight. So, you'd probably get more... I'm probably just as accurate as them because they're 90% wrong and it doesn't matter. And they all have jobs in weather. I could probably do it as well. So, 4:28 in the afternoon, we will get to some more music. And, I got probably a couple more dedications to some good friends and stuff. And this one goes out to no one, which is nice. I will take you back into the music with this, some Jefferson Starship. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. Mofo.
That was Little Jane, Jefferson Starship. And this next one goes out to one of our brand new listeners, Renee Farazani. I know how much she loves STP. So here you go. Enjoy. Yeah, a little interstate love song by STP. God rest your soul, Scott Weiland. That goes out to Renee Farazani. And this next one, I'm going to get my requests out. Well, not requests, but dedications, because I know they love these songs. And one of our oldest and dearest friends of the show, and someone I pretty much grew up with, who I love dearly, and love her family dearly. This one goes out to Leah Hall, and you know, it's funny. We met years ago at a Halloween party, which is a Halloween costume party, which is kind of funny. And yeah, she was dressed as a Slinky, and I seen her coming down the stairs. All right, enough of that. Anyways, all right, this one goes out to you, Leo. We love you. I love you, and you know, I have to play this every week. I can't wait for me and the Funny Man's version of this. It's coming soon to a station near you. Little Donnie Iris, you're listening to the Giddy Up 91.5 WMFO.
Yes, for our Aliyah of the Giddy Up, we love you. And this next one goes out to my brother from another mother, the funny man from the Giddy Up, Mr. Christopher Ridgway. And you should hear our version that we do of this song. It's insane. You will hear it soon on our album coming up. 91.5.
Of the season, when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you. Rich like me, has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
thank you.
Yes. Show me the way, Peter Frampton. A nice stretch I just laid out there with some dedications. The Zombies, Time of the Seasons. Me and Chris do a heck of a job on that song. You should hear it. You will hear it. Trust me. We'll be playing it someday. And Aaliyah, Donny Iris. And another one that me and Chris really nail. So stay tuned for our classic rock album coming out soon. Yes, album. Maybe an 8-track. Who knows? Stone Temple Pilots, Interstate Love Song, and Jane by Jefferson Starship. Quite a long stretch of classic rock, which, you know, is absolutely classic rock. So anyways, 4:49 almost in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, or just the Giddy, because I'm missing my up. he's working. So anyways, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to say my goodbyes now so I can play another song and break out of here. So I don't know. I'm not going to take a 166-hour break because we won't be here next week, believe it or not. They put us on alternating schedules, which is no bueno in my book. So we won't be here next week. But stay tuned to my Facebook and the Giddy Up Facebook especially. We will keep you guys informed to what's going on as well. Because we know you love our show and we love you guys for listening. So as I always say, stay Boston strong. Always be a rock and never roll. And I will keep you boys and girls informed of when we are going to be on again. So, that being said, have a great week, everyone. Stay safe in that weather, and we'll be in touch soon. Kind of how I feel right now.
There is I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.